and also what conservative means. Ken Klippenstein continues, I'm an absolutist when it comes to free speech for the right and the left and anyone outside or inside of the spectrum. Gorka, as a government official, has no business sticking his nose into whether people define America the same way he does. But let's be real. None of this is about extremism. It's about the fact that Carlson, like Fuentes, recently broke with Trump bitterly over the Iran war. That's the real offense. And, of course, oppose his action at the behest of Israel. And that's the, you know, counterterrorism thing that's going on, the new strategy that Gorka put together. But it gets crazier. This is from May 8th. Ex-Trump official sounds alarm on doomsday plot White House can exploit. A former official offered a chilling warning of what President Donald Trump could do if he enacts a secret catalog of Cold War era executive orders. A former U.S. Former official from Donald Trump's first term is sounding the alarm of a so-called doomsday book that could deliver the president unprecedented power if he acts upon it. Miles Taylor, who resigned as Homeland Secretary's chief of staff in 2019, writes that the White House has a secret catalog of pre-drafted executive orders that, if enacted, would allow Trump to do extraordinary things like effectively invoking martial law. The book dates back to Dwight D. Eisenhower's administration, which developed so-called PEADs, Presidential Emergency Action Documents, and gathered them into a single instructional book, only to be opened in an extreme scenario such as a nuclear attack on Washington. The manual was written amid the Cold War with the understanding it should be opened only in an emergency that threatened the future of the United States. However, Taylor writes for the iPaper that there's a real fear in Washington that Trump may misuse these executive orders. The Brennan Center for Justice revealed in 2024 that the secret PADS would grant a president power to detain civilians, suspend communications, censor the press, establish military areas, and freeze or seize property, all with a stroke of a pen. Now, again, this would be the type of thing that, you know, in 2020, we would have celebrated Donald Trump using to crack down on the nightly riots across the entire country by Black Lives Matter. Didn't do that and didn't feel the need to put a stop to any of that. However, what is the likelihood that he invokes something like this or, you know, invokes some of these measures in the name of Israel for the state of Israel, perhaps after a false flag attack? Either an so-called anti-Semitic one, where he says, oh, this is crazy, we have to shut down the whole country, or an attack on by Iran or whoever else. He has these powers in hand. And of course, when I first heard this, my comment was, he's just waiting for Palantir to get fully installed, right? Palantir is integrating itself into our healthcare and into our welfare system and into, you know, bank transactions and being used by the IRS and just absolutely everybody. And it, of course, is the, you know, control system who the people that run it can't help themselves but constantly, you know, brag about, and sort of they're like vibrating with excitement about the idea that they get to just like kill people with a click of a button, anybody who opposes them. And of course, we know that in Israel, merely disagreeing with them is seen as valid reason to exterminate somebody. How often have we pointed out and have you seen Israeli officials in a house where the entire family has been killed, holding up a copy of something like Mein Kampf and saying, do you see why we did this? Do you see why this was a good thing that we did? Do you see why this is justified now that we killed this whole family? They think bad thoughts. They don't like us. So of course we had to kill them. So that mindset is what's insinuating itself here in America, where if you merely disagree, or if you point out the inconsistencies, or if you illustrate the very connections I'm now elaborating, you're seen not only as anti-Semitic and anti-Israel and a dangerous domestic terrorist, but, you know, worthy of execution. And there's a very real, you know, threat of the people in power here in America invoking this sort of thing, since they are the very same people in many cases who are doing it already in Israel. And just understand that when it comes to Israel, as an American, you know, white Christian person, you land on the Palestine line of that dichotomy, according to the people in Israel, right? You might like what Israel's doing. You might, you know, be in support of them. But if you're not one of them, then you're one of us, okay? You're one of the Palestinians. You're one of the outsiders. Do you see how they treat them? So just so we understand. Sebastian Gorka, of course, celebrated the censorship of everybody, but in particular, Alex Jones in 2018, And I, again, want to sort of illustrate where this is going with a clip from Larry Fink, head of BlackRock and now president of the World Economic Forum. Clip number one here. This is Larry Fink about what he defines as domestic terror and the type of domestic terror that he's worried about raising its head. Let's watch clip number one. Number one.
But now, because of drone warfare, we have to relook at all forms of security and the need for rebuilding the GCC region to rebuild it to so that it's going to be in a position where it's not going to be obstructed by drone warfare. So a lot of many more things are going to have to be underground. But even here in the United States, if we're going to be building, let's say, these 1 gigawatt data centers, how do we make sure we're not protecting those $50 billion, $75 billion investments? We have to relook at everything because of the role of drone warfare. Right now, we're looking at it internationally, but you know, one of my concerns is, could it be a domestic terrorism using a $3,000 drone? So all of these things are actually opportunities, not problems. It's going to require, as we said, trillions of dollars of capital. Governments cannot build these out alone. They don't have the wherewithal. And two, their deficits are started to be mounting. And we spend too little time talking about the U.S. deficits and other countries' deficits. So this is going to all be the role of private sector.
Okay. So that's Larry Fink, who at this moment is in China with Donald Trump as an envoy, I guess, for America, if he even pretends to care about us. And he's talking about how the threats to the data centers should be treated like domestic terror. That's because the data centers are an integral part of the digital panopticon that's being established right now that will be inevitably turned against people who have not committed a crime but do oppose the state of Israel or do call out the split loyalty of the likes of Sebastian Gorka or even Mike Huckabee. And I'll show you a video from him in just a second. But all of these things are going into place. They are sort of loosening up the definition of domestic terror. They are actually explicitly defining anti-Zionism as anti-Semitism and anti-Semitism as hate speech or violent speech of some sort. An attack, if you, you know, merely disagree with or point out the inconsistencies of the statements made by our greatest ally, so-called. They're building the digital infrastructure to enforce this. You now have not only American politicians and people in power advocating for treating language like a threat, putting in anti-Semitism laws in places like Florida, and enforcing this stuff. It's like all of these various pieces are being slotted together. And once it's in place, that's it. That's it. Because like I said, even talking about the control system is in violation of the strictures of hate speech and anti-Semitism. Israel is involved in setting up a giant, you know, digital panopticon here in America with the help and advice of pro-Israel / Jewish organizations here in America. Can't talk about that. That's anti-Semitic. You'll be killed by a drone.
We have to get more people hired. We have to finish the new big studios. We have to have our legal defense and offense. And we have to move forward. So now is the time. Have we not delivered to you in the fight against tyranny? Have you not delivered supporting us at Symbiotic? A win-win situation. Like he says in Gladiator after he chops up, you know, the four guys just a few seconds. He says, are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? And I say, are you not empowered? Are the tyrants not scared? Are they not coming after me and my crew? You want somebody to fight? You want somebody to stand up for you? Well, then you got to back them. And those that have backed us, I salute you from the bottom of my heart. And those that have shared the articles and videos, that's great. But it's different classes of people. There's people that tune in and get the knowledge, but are scared or lazy or whatever. Then there's people that at least share the articles and videos and Paul revere it. We appreciate you. Okay? So you got like copper, you know, on the bottom. At least you listen, but I hope people learn from this through osmosis or something. Then you got the silver folks.